The death of a Polish nail polish inventor has opened a window into the world of specialty cosmetics. Wojciech Englert was a chemist who tried to come up with a healthy alternative to traditional nail polish. Englert died last weekend at the age of 57. Englert leaves behind a market of grateful women, particularly Muslim women, who have flocked to his invention, a breathable polish that allows air and moisture to reach the nail bed. Here to talk more about Englert is Vanessa Jara, chief correspondent in Poland for the Associated Press. And Vanessa, to start, tell us more about Mr. Englert. Who was he, and how did this breathable nail polish come to be?
Mr. Englert was a chemist and an entrepreneur who's had, you know, significant success in Poland and internationally in recent years. He came up with the idea of this breathable nail polish because he wanted to produce a nail polish that he said would be healthier for the nail than traditional nail polishes. He explained to me that traditional nail polishes prevent moisture and air from reaching the nail, and when women wear that constantly, it's not healthy.
So you've actually spoken to him. Was he always interested in cosmetics?
In the 1980s, he started his first manufacturing business. He wasn't producing cosmetics at first. He started off with cleaners for cassette heads, and then he moved on to deodorants, and then he settled on cosmetics. You can imagine that under, you know, the last years of communism and the first years of a democracy in Poland, it was a kind of very drab time, and colors and varnishes and cosmetics were a huge hit with women. There was just a huge demand for that.
And of course, industry watchers say that globally, the nail polish industry, it's like a $6 billion business. But it's also been controversial in some Muslim circles. Tell us why.
Yes, Muslim women, they have prayers 5 times a day. And there's a pre-prayer ritual that they go through in which they wash the hands and the arms. And some Muslim scholars, not all, but some, have decreed that nail polish is not lawful under Islamic law because it prevents the moisture, the water, from reaching the nail bed. So with prayers 5 times a day, nail polish became very inconvenient for them.
So at what point does Mr. Englert's invention kind of enter this market?
This nail polish, the breathable nail polish, hit the market in 2009. And it only recently started taking off with Muslim women. The craze, Mr. Englert called it a craze, started in November when an Islamic scholar based in California decided to research whether it would be consistent with Islamic law. He wrote an article declaring that it was permissible under Islamic law, and the news just went viral. One Muslim woman shared the information with her friend. It went from blog to blog. The Englert company suddenly saw really a sharp rise in its sales of this breathable nail polish, and all kinds of questions were coming into their headquarters in Poland.
Vanessa, you mentioned that you talked to Mr. Englert. It appears you were doing a story on him, and then suddenly he dies. What happened?
Yes, well, when I began to research this nail polish story, I thought this was going to be a very light and fun story to do. You know, nail polish, it doesn't get lighter than that, you know. Then when I started digging into it, I realized that because of the issue of Islamic law and ritual, there was actually quite a serious side to it. And then 9 days after I visited his factory, interviewed him, he suffered internal hemorrhaging and was taken Saturday to a hospital in his hometown, but the doctors were unable to save him. He was in good health. Nobody saw it coming. And suddenly it became a very serious, even a tragic story, you know, the loss of this great Polish entrepreneur. For Poland, he's someone that they're very proud of.
Well, Vanessa Jara, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Vanessa Jara is the chief correspondent in Poland for the Associated Press.